الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Today's talk is primarily to invite to the Islahi Jalsa, which will be after 2 weeks, that is the 27th of Safar, the 22nd of August, inshallah, Friday, Saturday, until Sunday, Zohar. Before that, just by way of introduction, today is the day of Jumu'ah, and Allah give us all tawfiq to take it as the day of Jumu'ah. Like we take the month of Ramadan, we say it's a Ramadan coming. We don't say April is coming or March is coming. April or March doesn't mean anything to us. When it's Ramadan, immediately it means we have to keep rozas, Taraweeh, Quran Sharif, everything which is related. So if we learn and get into the habit of taking Jumu'ah as the day of Jumu'ah, then the great, great amal and the great value of the day of Jumu'ah will come into our heart. Ulama have written that the night of Jumu'ah that was last night, it was more valuable than Laylatul Qadr also. But each one of us think we didn't take it like that. We didn't like make any more ibadah, that it's the better than Laylatul Qadr. So how much more? At least my quality of my ibadah, my quantity of my ibadah I could make. So Allah give us tawfiq. The day of Jumu'ah is known as Sayyidul Ayyam, the king of all the days. And for this day, amongst the various things which are so valuable, the night also, it comes in one hadith sharif, a person who does 6 actions which are very simple and very easy for the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step he takes going to Jumu'ah namaz, he gets the sawab of 1 whole year's ibadat sawab, plus 1 whole year's roza sawabs. Roza is ibadat, but in this hadith it is mentioned separately that for every step, if we take 10 steps, 10 years, 100 steps, 100 years ibadat sawab we get. And what are those 6 amal, which are very, very simple? The first one is, which inshallah all of us do, to bath and wear clean clothes for Jumu'ah. So we can see how simple the amal are. The second one is to come walking for Jumu'ah. Especially those people who are in walking distance, security-wise, health-wise, it permits, come walking. One of the conditions is to come walking, and that we should not mount any conveyance. The third one is to come early. And by early is meant before the imam gets up for the khutbah. If there is place in the masjid proper, we must be in the masjid. Many of us do come earlier. The fourth one is when many of us, we miss out all this great reward. And that is to sit as close as possible to the imam. Which means literally we should try and sit in the place directly behind the imam. That is the most virtuous place. And then one to the right, one to the left, until the first saf is full. Only then should we start the second saf. And then the third saf after that. Unfortunately, most of us, many of us, got the habit, we do come early. But we sit on the sides by the wall, or we sit at the back, or we sit outside the masjid also. And we can see Islam teaches us discipline in everything. Even in our namaz, we are taught so much of discipline. For example, if a non-Muslim has to come into the masjid now, and he has to see us sitting, that some are sitting on the side, some at the back, some outside, he say these are not disciplined people. Whereas everything, our rozas, timings of rozas, etc., has taught us discipline. Our namaz, starting with takbir-e-ula, everything we do, as the imam does, it teaches us discipline, great discipline, more than military discipline, and training is given to us in our deen. But unfortunately, we do not fulfill that. That was the fourth thing. The fifth thing is to listen attentively. We should not come for Jumu'ah, and our mind should be floating in other things. Like unfortunately, in our namazes also, we are directly in communication with Allah Ta'ala. But we don't think about Allah Ta'ala. We think about everything else besides Allah Ta'ala. So the bayan also, the khutbah, even if we don't understand the khutbah, but listen to it attentively. Like namaz, we don't understand, we are not Arabs, and we did all of us are not alims, but we should listen attentively. And the sixth thing is, don't do anything useless. That is, like playing with your glasses, or playing with your watch, anything like useless. Like in namaz, we don't do anything, we don't fiddle around. Like that during the cause of the bayan, the khutbah, we should not fiddle around. These six simple things a person who does it, then for the day, on the day of Jumu'ah, then for every step that he takes, he gets one whole year's ibadat sawab, and one whole year's roza sawab. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to appreciate the day of Jumu'ah. How many Jumu'ahs have passed in our life? How many are left, we don't know. And if we make value out of it, then this is the real value. Dunya's things we make value of, it's all that which we're going to leave behind. Not a handkerchief will come with us in the qabr, not a pair of socks, nothing will come. Everything will be left behind. What we did for akhirat is gone ahead of us, and it will be there waiting for us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Together and coupled with that is another very great important subject, and that is of Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us all read Durood Sharif, inshallah, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Any Durood, but we should try and read Durood Sharif. Anyway, one of the special ibadats of the day of Jumu'ah is Salawat ala Nabi. Just as it is a very special ibadat of Medina Sharif. There also a special ibadat is Durood Sharif. Durood Sharif, it has come in the hadith that a person who reads 100 times a day Durood, and to read 100 times, it takes comfortably 2 minutes. If we read Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam nicely without rushing, in 2 minutes we can read it 100 times. And 1 day, 24 hours, has got 1,440 minutes. So only 2 minutes if we take out for Durood Sharif. And we will be left with still 1,338 minutes for all our other things. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, one of the great virtues which is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif, Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala himself writes on the forehead of that person, Bara'atum minan nifaq wa bara'atum minan nar. By the barakat of it, he will be saved from nifaq. Nifaq, hypocrisy. To be a two-faced person. To be like a weathercock. Like one who wants to make peace with everyone. Like one who wants to have unity with everyone. We can't have peace with Allah, Rahman, and with Shaitan also. Either you are on each Shaitan's side, or you are on Allah's side. You can't have unity with Allah also, and with Shaitan also. Either you are on Allah's side, or either you are on Shaitan's side. So this habit that today, and the definition of hypocrisy which has come in the hadith, and each one of us, I address myself first, that we should think that it comes that when you meet with this group of people, then you like them. You speak with them, you socialize with them, you eat, you drink, you talk, you joke with them, everything with them. And with the opposite side people, when you meet with them also. And you socialize with them also. And today this is very, very common. That, and what we call it today, keep the peace with everyone. Go with the flow. That how people are going, be good with them also. Be good with them also. Right? So these are two different groups. One group which makes Allah Ta'ala happy and follows the deen of Islam as it was revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And another group which makes themselves happy, make the people happy. Then we find a third group which makes this side also happy and this side also happy. Then we find a fourth group who don't want to do with anything with anyone. And they just want to do their own thing. In that also we get misled. Because if we want to do our own thing, we will get misled. But anyway, whatever all the details is, just by reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will remove that from us. What a bargain really it is. And at the same time, we all can think that since last night Maghrib Jummah started, will be till today Jummah, did I read even one time Durood Sharif? And Durood Sharif is so valuable, every day we should be reading 100 times Durood. Every day we should be reading 100. But are we reading 1, 2, and it's only 2 minutes to read. And if the chance is only till maut. When maut will come, then Allah Pak have mercy upon us, then we won't be able to. So Allah give us tawfiq. It comes in the hadith, and Baratum minan nar. We will be saved from the fire of Jahannam. The fire of Jahannam, the burning, scorching fire. And also at the same time, the punishment from the malaika, the snakes and scorpions of the fire of Jahannam. And we have done, we know our actions, what we are. We are no angels, all of us sitting, we know what our life was like. If we just think a little bit, to get saved from all that, just by reading 100 times a day Durood Sharif, by the barakat of it, Allah will save us from the fire of Jahannam. So it's a bargain that we can't let go. But unfortunately, we don't pay attention. Allah give us all tawfiq now to determine that every day I'm going to read my 100 times Durood. And in order to do that, fix the time. When am I going to do it? Will it be after between the Fajr, Sunnahs and Faraz? Will it be at Zohar time, Asr, Maghrib, whenever it is? But fix a time and then determine to do it. And really, if we are serious about it, go home and tell the family that they are so great, the virtues of Durood Sharif, I'm going to read every day. This time, you also read. And you please remind me and ask me, did you read your Durood today? So that we all can be reading. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. A person who reads 100 times a day Durood, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala fulfills 100 needs of his. We know we are not in a position to even fulfill one smallest need of our own. Even for me just to pick up my hand, without the help of Allah, I can't do it. I can't blink an eye. I can't do a thing without the help of Allah. So by reading 100 times Durood, 100 needs of ours Allah will fulfill. And of that, 70 will be of the Akhirah, where our needs will be much more. So therefore they are mentioned first also in the Hadith, and 70 needs of the Akhirah, where there will be nobody who will stand with us there. No friend, no father, mother, daughter, son, everyone on his own. And in the qabr, everyone will be on his own, only his amal. If we have read this Durood, it's going to help us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. And 30 of our needs of dunya will be fulfilled also. A person who reads 100 times Durood Sharif, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala raises him to the position of a martyr, a shaheed. To become a shaheed now normally is you have to be on the battlefield where bombs are falling. Gunfire is all around. Your wife becomes a widow. Your children become orphans. You become a shaheed. And it's not easy. Who of us got that courage and that to go into that? But now in the comfort of the masjid, we're not feeling hot, we're not feeling cold, to read 100 times the root, 2 minutes, and we can get all that reward. But why are we missing it out? Why are we letting it just go like that? May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. A person who reads Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala, as soon as a person reads Durood on a Jumu'ah, immediately it is presented in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And any other day we read, the Malaika take it and present it also immediately. And then our name is taken, and our father's name is taken in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great thing. Yes, we are sitting. If somebody gets up and praises somebody, or you say that somebody has donated to the masjid 100,000 rand, 1,000,000 rand, we all will be happy if it was my name. So and so, son of so and so. But this is in the court of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the court of the Malaika, when we send Durood. So a person, so Durood Sharif, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. And to read Surah Kahf on Jumu'ah. If not the whole Surah, at least we should read the first 10 ayahs and the last 10 ayahs. Very fortunate will be if we make it a habit to read the first 10 ayahs every morning, which won't take a minute. And the last 10 ayahs every night. And on Jumu'ah we try to read the whole Surah. By reading it, it comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person will be saved from the fitna, from the tests and trials of Dajjal. Dajjal, his fitna will be is of materialism. And today we can think, each one of us, even if we are like pious, even if we are amongst the ulama, that how much of dunya, who of us doesn't want a beautiful house? And everything must be right in the house. Nothing must be broken. Everything must be right. A beautiful car, luxurious car. And everything must be right. In fact, we want the extras also. Not only the basics, we want all the extras. A lifestyle, holidays, etc. All this dunya thing. Who of us ever thinks also or makes dua that, Ya Allah, let me be safe in my qabr. Me, my wife, my children, my parents, my qabr. We don't even think of the qabr. Of Qiyamah's day, what will be the condition? We don't think about dunya, we're thinking. So by reading Surah Kahf, Allah Ta'ala will save us from this materialism, which unfortunately most of us are so much involved in it, that even we are making our 5 times namaz, making our tilawat, going for Hajj, Umrah, everything we are doing of Ramzan we observe, but still dunya is our preference. So this is materialism. And another big fitna that will face this ummah will be of Ya'juj, Ma'juj. And that will be a fitna of power. They'll have a lot of power. The Dajjal's fitna is of materialism, love of dunya, everything of the dunya. Today we can think that when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu conquered Baytul Muqaddas, he had clothes with how many patches on it? And he was the Amirul Mu'mineen. Who of us wears clothes of patches today? At the most, if anything is perhaps torn, is socks. But today our socks also don't have holes in them. We know that we make sure they are patched, or we change them. We have so many extra socks in the cupboard. Today we are so much in materialism that extra things, how many pairs of shoes, how many pairs of clothing, how many things we won't perhaps wear in our life, but it is in our cupboard. So, and for the woman, how much more, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala save us. And then the main purpose why we have come here is to invite to the Jalsa, which will be on the 27th of this month of Safar, and the 22nd of the month of August. And what is this Islahi Jalsa? What is an Islahi Jalsa? Jalsa, we all know, we have a lot of Jalsas, Quran Khatam Jalsa, many other. It's a place where we sit together with one fikr, with one concern. And islah is to correct, to correct. And that is nothing new in our lives. All of us, we are correcting all the time. For example, our body, we bath regularly. If we don't, so that is correcting the body. The body is perspiring all the time. Sweat comes all the time. So you must remove that. If you don't, you're going to be sick. Our body needs food, water. So we eat. Because we know if you don't eat, you become dehydrated if you don't drink water. If you don't eat food, what will happen to you? So we eat. Our houses, we know it needs cleansing. It needs maintenance. It needs sometimes some renovation also. Our cars, everything we know, it needs attention. But one thing which we don't pay attention to is our ruh, which is the most important. The soul. If a person, Allah save us all, is in ICU, and they got all machines attached to him, and they paying full attention to him all the time. Tell the soul, the ruh is in the body. The minute the ruh departs, he has passed away now. Now they pull out all the plugs. Now they don't worry about him. Why? The value is not of the body, is of the ruh. But we are giving all attention to the body. Got a headache is a problem. Got a stomach ache is a problem. But our ruh, we're not concerned about feeding the ruh with namaz, with tilawat, with zikr. And the ruh becomes sick. We get pride in us. We get jealousy in us. We think we are better than other people. Anger. We become so angry. Our language, etc. Bad habits that we have. Greed. Stinginess. Miserliness. All those things that we don't pay attention. So that is, if we go today anywhere, yeah, in lands, anywhere, whatever our dunya's needs are, we will find there are shops. There are people who are offering their service for that. But as far as the ruh is concerned, that how we can get saved from the diseases and the illnesses of the ruh, that we don't find practically anywhere. So this is a jalsa for that purpose. How we can think and concentrate on our ruh and see to the needs and the necessities of the ruh and fulfill the new needs. So this is the greatest need of mankind. And as Muslims also, it is our greatest need. So Allah Ta'ala gave tawfiq. The jalsa is arranged for all of us so that we can become conscious that I have to look after my ruh also. Where I'm looking after everything else, but my ruh also I must pay attention. My connection with Allah Ta'ala. Today in namaz, we haven't got connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we have to have connection 24 hours with Allah Ta'ala. All the time we should be connecting and thinking of Allah Ta'ala. So inshallah, we appeal to everyone to try and attend to the jalsa and the purpose of it to bring this fikr in us. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.